Hello and welcome everyone. Those of you calling in tonight, get ready for that fun. We're going to be doing a lot of talking, psychic work, energy, crystals, you name it, we're here and it's wild. I hope you are. The wonderful thing is that those of you that have tuned in before know our guest star and me, Psychic Jethro. Those of you who aren't, I'm going to explain a little bit of things to you, and I say aren't wild, are just learning to be wild. Get ready for a really good radio show. What we do here is give away prizes. We work with individuals. We give a few free readings, and also making sure that those of you who are tuned in are getting that time, and that time is what you want. You want to be able to really fully have the reading. I know I've had quite a few people ask me, how do I pick that psychic? When do I get the reading? You get the readings and the individual time when you feel that energy. Your guides are telling you, I need some guidance. I feel that they can go and help me do the work that I need to be able to make those decisions that you make. So I have a couple of friends here that are contacting for this show, and we want to make sure that you're going to be able to make that energy. You know, and Sublon, and you've met with her and heard with her on the show. She's here this evening, and right now we're going to take just a few minutes as we get the connection going. She'll be on and live here at Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you that are new, make sure you connect on that site. We've had quite a few individuals right now wanting to know, how do I get a hold of you? You get a hold of us at www.psychicjethro.com, and we'll get it through. If you have an email or you've done the show, make sure you connect there, so as a follower, you're getting the radio show and all the events that you want to have coming right to you in the email. We do the shows at different intermittent times during the week, so you want to be able to catch in. We've got some wonderful prizes. We've been doing it since 2012. We'll be giving out a lot of those bigger prizes for those of you that keep up on the trivia, and that's knowing who's been on. Good example, those of you remember back in 2012, Jan Bach-Drakey was one of our phenomenal psychics, and the question was, what was Jan Bach-Drakey's dog's name? And of course the answer was Gypsy. That person went on and won presents and everything through here, and that was Vicky. She was a really good friend and listener, and Annette can tell you that. She's also been a winner, and you guys can find all this in Facebook, psychicsgonewild.com. We are having a little bit of a phone right now, so those of you calling in, just continue to come in. Make sure we've got you there. We're making sure we have a really good connection so that we can hear you. And that's what you want to have. You want to have that psychic time of getting together and making sure that you're getting those calls. I had an individual ask me today, how do I know when my guides are talking to me? Really simple. You feel this energy. You get numbers. If you're getting 111s, if you're seeing those everywhere, 333, 222, those are the angels and the guides telling you that you're protected, telling you you need to get advice, telling you you're an advisor. So depending on what numbers you're seeing at what time of the day and how many of the numbers, it's a real quick factor to be able to figure out how you need to have that reading. I know a couple of you are already texting me, and I really just want you to go ahead and come in, you know, right here on the radio show. This is where we do it because we want to talk to you. We want to get it there. You know, the psychicjethro.com is not only where we send the prizes, but that's how we get the individuals that we work with and help. We give away, and we have been doing this. We've got some individuals going to be doing that. Those of you know Debbie Paul, the phenomenal Thursday angel reader, is going to be giving away a half an hour reading. I have one for Tonette. I have sent that to her. Tonette, look in your email, and you will see a Psychic Jethro half an hour reading and zero amount because you won that reading here. I will give you a full half an hour over the phone reading, you know, on the things that we will, you know, for your future and work. And this is how you win them. Go into that site and putting that information in so that we can continue to help you and know that what we're doing is putting out a good effort. I have had individuals who've asked me for years, where do they go? How do they find them? You want to make sure you take your time when you're finding a reader. You're going to find that out today as you get to hear with Anne and with me. We are different readers, but we both complement one thing really strong. We're there to help you. We're working with you. If someone is telling you you need to come up with hundreds of dollars, and you need to come over here and do these things. And, you know, that isn't a reader. That's not a good thing to do. The person should be picking up things that you only know and giving you that energy of what you have going on. You want to make sure that as this is happening, your guides are working with you in a way that you can be assured and feeling comfortable. You can tell within the first 10 or 15 minutes, and I have done this for over 30 years, and what I will do is I ask the person, is it resonating? You'll hear that with the other psychics here. Are you feeling it? Because, you know, honestly, not every reader is for everyone. There are people who cannot be read. That isn't always so much a compliment for them. It may mean other reasoning is happening for them, and also they're being orchestrated in their life to have other things go. Doesn't mean anything bad for the reader, doesn't mean anything bad for him. I know in 1986, I had a lady who did not want to be read. She took pride in the fact that she could always stump the psychic and different things. Unfortunately, she had to be true to herself. It wasn't hurting the reader, you know, but it was hurting her because what she was trying to do was find her way to connect with her guides and have that energy so that she knew what she was looking at and having that full time. I know a lot of you are connecting and just keep on going. We're working on it. We have had the 516 number only recently. So those of you connecting in, make sure, you know, you take that time, get in there. We also have another show and we'll, you know, we're here for you. So what you want to make sure and do is that you're getting that full time with the person. So you do want to schedule. You want to go in there and say, hey, you know, I heard Anne Sablon on the radio and I want to see what she's got to offer. Look her up. You know, go in there and check up that website that she's got on there. See what you see. Those of you who saw the picture, we've shared it out on Facebook. She's a very attractive, nice individual, very positive, but she's a strong reader. And there's where you ask your guides. You very seriously sit down and relax and in a good state of mind, calm yourself, and mentally in your head you're going, I ask you in the higher energy, I ask you in the involvement, is this the person that's going to answer? You will get a sensation. That's one thing I brag and pride myself on, is I bring you the best of the best. And these are individuals who've earned it. Anne has been doing this quite a while and has earned that compliment. You guys know I'm very blunt gentleman, and I do not just say, you know, you're great if you're not great. I'm not saying that there's people that are here. I'm just saying those people who are strong, real readers are the ones. We've had quite a few individuals this year. I want just a general reading. Well, you know what? The general reading is kind of. You're asking the guides to go to the higher power and tell you a general thing. The word general means that you're asking just for the generic product or the other individual that you want to have happen. And it is meaning to you very strongly that you're telling those guides, I want to go and I want to be able to feel it. So make sure that you're going through another relationship a little bit strong with those guides of before you come in, have those questions. I've had someone tell me, you know, I sit down for a week before you were coming in, Jethro, what do I need to bring with me? Bring your open-mindedness and bring the energy of it. I have had people, and I've done this a few days, that they'll argue with me. No, that doesn't, this is there. All right, well, okay, this is what I'm getting. And then later, as they went through the couple of months, those things come to be. We're reading progressive, which means progression means we're seeing the future. I love all of you guys. As you know here, we've been doing this a long time. I have, you guys can look on the reviews and see there. Those are all actual people. Those are people there that have done the reviews with me that I've read through the phone or through office in Florida, Virginia, earlier in Colorado, and in doing these years in Sedona, Arizona, I learned the really excellent thing. The guides will not always just give you the answer. For example, go marry so-and-so, grab him, talk to him, and do it, because there's free will at play. They want the part of you utilizing your own free will. So if the guides are telling you, yes, they're picking this up and they're feeling there's someone there and there's something else happening for you, you can really count on the fact that they're wanting you to be able to feel that. So they will take you a little bit around the thing of they're telling you there's a man here coming at this time. There are these things happening. As it starts to unfold, then you will feel those sensations. I had one of my favorite clients and one of my individuals that always was contacting me, and I, for confidentiality reasons, we'll call her, you know, Miss I Need Love. She jokes about the fact that I put her through 4 relationships, and when she says that, she's not meaning that I actually brought those people to her, but I helped her decide and make those decisions so that she was able to make those right decisions with those 4 eligible bachelors. That's what you want. You don't want somebody doing the other work with you or making sure that they're there. So I know a lot of you are going, here we are. How are you doing, Ann? Can you hear me? 510?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. And we've been having a time here. Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, because I thought you forgot about me and I was going to be left out here all alone.
The computer is playing with you, and I think it likes you.
Is that what it is? Okay, so I shouldn't feel rejected then, correct?
Oh, never. We want you at all times. No, never rejected.
Yeah, so how are you doing, Jethro?
I'm really doing good, Anne, and I know a lot of our fans were real curious about the fact that, and they read that, we know that you're really gifted. We were talking, and as you probably heard her earlier, as I was trying to get our sounding board to pick up the phone for you, is that they want to make sure they're getting that right person. And as a Reiki, you know, master and worker, you know, who works, you've done crystal work and everything, and talk to them a little bit about what do you want your client to do when they come in and want a time with Ann? What do you want them to do beforehand? Prepare a little bit.
Well, shall we talk specifically about Reiki?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, before a session, how do I say it? The key word is relax, because that's what we're going to help you do even more so, is relax. Some people are going to expect like this huge lightning bolt of energy coursing through their veins. Some people, you know, don't feel anything. Other people, it's just different for everybody. So if you've been to one before, don't be surprised or discouraged if my way is different. Because I've had that before where the way I've learned it and, you know, the way I practice it is different than someone else. And one time this one lady was so upset with me because I didn't do it like the way her other person had done it. And it's like, I felt really bad for a while, but you know, what can I do? So you go in and first, you know, you need to know what you want out of this. Is it, you want relaxation, you want stress reduction, do you have an ache or pain somewhere that you're hoping to at least get some kind of relief? You know, even though there are very many Reiki masters and practitioners that are called healers, I don't often use that word because then people expect way too much. And I am not, you know, God, I am not Jesus, and I'm not even bewitched. So I can't, you know, wave a magic wand and you're better. But what we do also do is we put you in this state of relaxation and stress reduction, which is what helps you, your own body, heal itself where it needs to be healed. And so, and when we're doing the Reiki and we're placing our hands in the different areas of the body, we are actually kind of sort of targeting certain chakras. Maybe not all chakras need to be quote unquote repaired. Maybe some are closed, maybe some are open. But with and depending on the Reiki modality that you want, maybe you're there for us to open all your chakras. So you know, there's a few, and then with the crystal Reiki, that's a whole different world in itself, and that's something I've recently learned, and so which is very, very interesting, and I can't tell you how exciting the crystal Reiki portion is. There was a time when I learned Reiki, and I had always wondered if I could somehow incorporate crystals into my Reiki practice, and I had just started learning about crystals about, you know, a few years ago, And lo and behold, just a few months ago, I actually came upon someone that actually taught wonderful two-day session I've ever been in. I don't know how to explain it, and I am just so excited for someone to want to experience this themselves.
I love that, Anne. And those of you tuning in, this is Anne Sablon at MySapphireDragon.com. And she's talking about those big intimate issues. You know, you guys that get really pissed off or have a little crisis that, you know, you don't know, and then you're wondering. She's telling you that's exactly how to go. Now, Anne, this is a big topic, and we know the new age and the old age, we're going to get a lot of people, you know, they're going to get a little bit of a cramped up situation here. But those of us that do it, now, do you believe in using crystals? The worry is that what if you're using crystals and is it something you would suggest to use or not use?
You know, crystals have vibrations, okay? And each crystal has a different vibration that helps certain issues that you may or may not have. The more I learn about crystals, the more excited I get about their true power. I guess that's a good word, it's power. If you have an open mind and, you know, you learn about the crystals that help certain things, then, you know, I have been actually giving crystals to people or suggesting certain crystals when they're talking about a situation. You know, for instance, over the holidays, I had a friend that was worried about them hosting at their mother's house because every time they got together, there was huge fights, right? So she was really scared about that. And so I've acquired some crystals for her, and I gave it to her, and she put it in a prominent place. I think she put it right in the, the centerpiece of the table. And she said that was the most calm dinner they've ever had during a holiday. She said there was not one fight. And no one knew that she had put that crystal there, but it helped. And so that was really awesome.
I love that. And that, you know, that's what I, and this is where I'm, you know, those of you listening, this is what we're doing here. I agree very much with her. I'm old school. I will tell you guys, not only from living in Sedona, but with years of working with masters and individuals in work, I have had experience where, for example, the person laid on a table and we put amethyst above their head, and we started with the red chakra there with some at the point of red agate and some things, and went along with those stones. When they were putting these stones under, they were, you know, some of them were big stones, some were small stones. The importance was what Anne's talking about, hitting that chakra. So you guys are, I know I've got people texting me, Jethro, I can't wait to get in there. You guys got to go. You got to get on the phone. For some reason, they're holding back. I can't even get into Facebook. But 516-453-6081, and we're going to stay on a little later for those of you guys that didn't get that chance. Well, me and Anne had to fight the boogeyman to keep him off of her because he was holding the phone. So that's what happened.
Yeah,
I
was worried that, you know, we weren't going to connect. It was just seems like there was the technology of today was reverting back to the technology of yesteryear, and it just didn't want to cooperate there for a bit.
We are, and those of you calling in, we'll get to you on the things. We're working it out. We want you to take the time. This is the sample. This is what we're doing. This is how you get to know us. We get to know you. Go into that Psyche's Gone Wild room and ask to come in. We invite you. I do have one thing where everyone knows it was on here. We do not advocate anybody but those individuals. So you'll see those of us through it. I've been doing it 12 years, and I have over 38 years experience. So I have enough people that are reading what we want you to do, and that you guys that are out there, go invent yourself. Come out and do it. Those who need a reading, come on in. We welcome that. And I don't mind that. I will tell you the truth. You know, if I'm in a little bit of a bind, you bet I'm on that phone. I will call Debbie or I will call Ann, and they help me in the same way, you know, they do with me. They need something. I say, you know, this is what I'm sensing. That's how you know with the energy. You want that confidentially there because, you know, I've lived all over this country, and it's a very hard thing to be, you know, in a situation, and those of you who know are intuitive and need that answer. So, yes, please, you know, this is what we want. those individuals that are there, and I apologize for the where I'm living. So those of you that tune in and come on in, you know, it's 516-453-6081, and talk to them a little bit. You were bringing up a very good, interesting conversation. I know that you have some master work in the crystals. Is there certain crystals you prefer to heal with than others?
Well, you know what? What we learned and what I haven't deviated from yet, because I want to see what works with what I've learned so far. And for instance, like in order to clear the aura, we create a barrier of hematite. And hematite is a very good calming stone. It's protective. It helps you stay grounded in, you know, many situations, and it absorbs negative energy so you don't get it. So that's, you know, in the Reiki session, we first put that out. That's the outer perimeter. And then we may use clear quartz, which, you know, clear quartz is a, what they call it, an amplifier. And so it just makes everything a little bit more powerful. It's a great stone that if you don't have any other stones to carry, at least carry clear quartz. It's the most versatile healing stone among all the crystals. It's almost like it adapts itself to what's needed, you know, to a certain extent. So that is part of the, like, the inner circle of the Reiki perimeters that we're forming. And then for pyrite, we would use that, it's another protective stone, and it's blocking other energies, you know, that shouldn't be coming in, and it helps environmental pollution and physical danger to a certain extent, and also it attracts abundance and wealth and prosperity. So, and that's not just money, but that's as far as health goes too. So those are, you know, at least three of the stones that I'm going to be working with so far. And then I hope to put in at a later date amethyst. And let's see, what else was it that I wanted? Amethyst and Herkimer diamonds, because a Herkimer diamond is a really cool thing to use also. Excuse me. So yeah, those are the crystals that I would be using at this point in my crystal Reiki sessions.
I love that. And those of you know those tools, she's talking about doing the vibration. And from the older school, I know that, like me, in the numerology with it too. And this is where, you know, I'm talking way back in the day, you guys can tell on my age, but we would sit down and do a vibrational collar of around, you know, the energy and work with the energy and exactly what she's saying. I know that we had a big joke back then, and we're like, amethyst isn't just a seven power protector is what they're talking about. It means it's a texture, and the stone itself has that vibration with the color of the purples and the different vibration of it. It works with it. So, you know, Mother in the Earth, those of you know, back in Denver, she had a store, Melody. That's what I'm talking from, you guys. You know, yes, I read in Boulder on Pearl Street, one of the best readers there, I want to say, in my own work, but also one of the funnest word readers, because I was still young, like, learning, and that's what I love with being in. We're still young and learning. So those of you tuning in, I really welcome all of you guys. And yeah, go to the psychicchester.com, put in for the prizes tonight. Go to mysapphiredragon.com, put in to talk with Anne. And what we're doing here is we're working towards helping you. This is, I know of people that have come and through the years that the guides will just stop with the work when they decide this person is at a point they have. That's the same. The person is working towards, they don't want to really grow or be part of things. And I know that's a thing that I've had people say, what are you saying? They're telling them, take that time, take, and in a couple weeks or even months or years, depending on what their energy is doing, they'll come back. And we're talking deep. I know a lot of you are going, oh, shit, because we've got this happening right here. What you want to be able to do is to connect with us and go. And I personally tell me, you can talk different to each person. Well, yeah, I'm talking to their guide. Tonight I'm talking to you just as a friend, an ally, an advocate of the metaphysical. And it is very spiritual. I pray very much with the angels, and I know you're very much in the light. Does it bother you sometimes when people find out that you're psychic? Has it caused you problems in your life, man?
Yes. It has to a small extent, thank goodness. It's not really, not real major right now. Well, part of that is because I'm hesitant at some points to mention that. But I find the more I learn and the longer I do this, the more apt I'm to say something. My family does not accept it, even though, while I was growing up, my father even said that he would see ghosts in the house. But yet my intuition was not accepted. I was called a liar, put it that way. But now, though, I have a lot of friends that are open to that more than I realize. So I just have to take the good with the bad. And I'm not asking people to believe me and believe in what I do. But I also ask that you don't condemn me for what I can do, and because I am only here to help, and I would love to just bring comfort and assistance and, knowledge to the people who want it. And I'm not here to harm anything. The work we do is not harmful. And we're not, messengers of grim and gory stuff. We're here to just share our blessings. And a lot of people don't understand that, but maybe we'll change the world little by little. I do realize, though, that during this pandemic, that more people are open to my Reiki work. And so I've been doing a lot of distance Reiki. Yes, you do not have to be there in person to do Reiki. So a lot of people have needed these small boosts of energy to get through get through the day. Some of them have had migraines. One was a preschool teacher. She actually texted me from her classroom and said, "Oh my gosh, she says, I'm going crazy. I need, could you send me a boost right now?" And I was able to do it. Then there's other people that I know that may need it, and I'll offer it, and they want nothing to do with me. One gentleman said that I was just putting thoughts into his head, and that's why he was starting to feel better. I said, "Okay, but you admit you feel better, right?" He goes, "Yeah, but it's not real. It's not real." It was so, I just had to back off. I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to make a believer out of you. I'm just here to help.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, this is where we were going here. And, those of your friends back home, you know that when I'm sending you the individuals, and I like this, we were talking about Doc Holliday. Those of you know him as Harley Davidson, we call him the doctor because he's actually the one that takes them in and makes sure that they're running again because they are part of the family. Your chopper or your hog or whatever you want to call your Harley. And I've got a couple of you other friends that are contacting in. Yes, we want you to go in there. Check this out. Take the time. Because, what I love about this is what me and Ann were talking about before. There's all varieties. I've seen the individuals and worked with all types. And as that person to sit down, she's going to talk to you. She's going to go that she could care less about what your hair looks like or what your family's doing this week. What she's going to be working with is helping you with it. So this is that type of person. And I just enjoy so much when we're talking here. How do you feel about the fact that other individuals have been handling things and they're coming in and someone wants a second opinion? Are you someone that will read someone that wants to maybe check the work and see if somebody else was telling them what they were seeing?
Well, it depends because of the work we do, we're very intuitive, correct? And so sometimes, yeah. When someone asks for something, your BS meter, works really well. So if it's because they just don't believe someone else, it's hard for me to read them. What's the word I want? It's not easy for me because I am so worried about either not stepping on the toes of the previous reader or just totally. Just I guess the word is messing up, because this person wants a second opinion, but I'm not here to give second opinions. And I usually don't like people being read, you know, closer than, what, 4 to 6 months, you know, apart. They should keep that apart, because then they get confused. And the thing is, what your psychic said, you know, yesterday was because of whatever the guides or the way the moon was, or just the way the air is, you know, that influenced that reading. I may have a totally different kind of demographic, shall we say, an aura, an astral demographic that may give her a different reading. And so it's hard to actually give a true second opinion. And so I try not to do that.
And I'm totally agree with those of you tuned in. We've been real. We've been live. I know a lot of you, 213-578-424-970-415-1415. We've got quite a few other individuals here, 510, other those in Tampa, 813s. All of you guys, take that time. Get with us. Contact. We will be here doing it. We're going to be working on it. We're trying to get that time. I want you guys to go in and tell us, when do you think it is? I know that we were discussing a little later, and as we saw here today, Anne's normally on at 4. We did this 6, and we, you know, those of you tuning in know this has been not the usual, but we are going to get through, and we're going to work at it. We'll do a, you know, we do a makeup day, too, which we've had with other ones, too, like we did for Debbie, and we went through so much that day, and then we ended up coming on with you guys on a Saturday. So we're here for you. Those of you that are listening in, just know that we're here. Go to the rooms. Go to the places. Contact with it, and make sure as you're enjoying your guys really, you know, the things. And I appreciate so much tonight. I know that it took quite a bit to get you in. Is there any things you'd like to tell these people they should know, or what you feel is going on right now with the times that are so stressful here in the world?
You know, it's a very, very strange time, as everyone knows. And my thoughts or my wishes are that all of us put out a positive and heartfelt request to the universe, you know, to help get better. I don't know that it's going to get that better this year. I have a funny feeling that, you know, that it's going to take longer than we expected. Remember, we thought we were going to be done in April, right? Well, it's October now, and we're not anywhere close to being healed as a universe. I almost have a feeling that there's certain parts of the world that are, you know, going to get worse before they get better. But and I just don't see much happening before spring, and it kind of scares me, because, you know, I walk out there with my mask on, and, you know, I don't even know. It's like being in a third world country, but now we all look like, you know, the same. We all are wearing masks all over the world. It's not just places like China where the pollution was so bad, you know, or India. Now it's everywhere. And I think it's going to be that way for a while, which is a major bummer, of course. I basically want to get back to my gym. I can't believe I said that. Me, who doesn't exercise, I want to get back to my gym. But I don't even see that opening yet. Even though you can, what you call it, have social distancing inside the gym, but there's so much equipment that you'd have to, you know, clean it after every single use. And so that's going to go on for a while yet. And so all I do is sigh and wish for the best, and hope that people put out positive vibes to try to help heal the world.
I love that. And those of you who have been listening, make sure you tune in. We will be keeping you on the list. If you are following the show, you'll get all the emails as they come up. And if you're connected to us in Psychic Style Mold Room, you know what's going on. You've gotten to have this time with Jethro and Anne, and I hope you've really enjoyed the things, you know. Stay wild is the way to be. Those of you who know right now, the 23rd, we're going to be opening up a little more. I'm doing WebEx with individuals. We're able to come in. So I welcome you to go ahead, get on the website, and schedule that spot. Reserve your spot if you want to be in the psychic circle. Those of you who are in the East Coast, we have a 3 p.m. one. Our time would be 6 p.m. Eastern time. So right after dinner, you know, you feel really good. I know that it's most of the time there in the East Coast, it's a very casual time unless you have to work the swing shift. But if you are available, make sure you click that time. You can come in, meet me and Ann Bogan. She is in real life, and I should say WebEx Live, will be there. So we want to make sure, you know, contact us so we know you're out there. I do know tonight with the phone that a lot of you, it's doing it. I apologize for some reason. We're having trouble picking up those lines, but I think there was a reason for it. I think the guys wanted you to get to know us a little more. I know that a lot of these are some new individuals here and some of the regulars. And you guys remember back in the day, every now and then, things happen. You know, it's, we can't blame Mercury this time. It's doing the right grade, but we can realize that we are here for you, and this is the time to contact. So, Anne, you want to tell everyone goodbye before we head out the door and wait for them to come in so we can help them?
Sure thing. First of all, thank you, everybody, for sticking around and listening to us. I'm sorry we couldn't get to any of the readings, but like Jethro said, go to our websites. We're there to give full readings if that's what you want. You can find me at mysapphiredragon.com. Again, that's mysapphiredragon.com. And on there, you can contact me via email, or my telephone number's there, and you can text me with, you know, whatever questions you have about the readings, or even questions like what we're answering tonight. But what's funny, Jethro, is we were talking about crystals, right? And here I am. I didn't realize. And see, I do this subconsciously. I right now have, let me see, 5 bracelets and 5 rings on. Okay? My bracelets are blue tiger's eye, kyanite is another one. I have one that's labradorite, one with amethyst, and one that has a mixture of rainbow obsidian and sodalite. I picked the beads because I use the ones that have the vibration that's going to help me with my third eye. So a lot of these dark blue ones, it's what's going to help there. But then I also have my rings, which are, oh, wait, one of them doesn't have a gem, but 4 of them do, is red garnet, moldavite, citrine, and this one is moonstone. So see, and I believe that it helps me. There was a time when I didn't believe that, but, and that was a long time ago. But, you know, the more you learn, the more you may either believe or go the other way. But it takes learning to do that. But again, I just want to thank everybody for listening. And again, my website is mysapphiredragon.com. And contact me anytime, and I will answer as soon as I'm aware that you've left a message, whether via email or a text.
Love you, Anne. We'll see you next week. And all of you fans, stay on the line, because we still have one more yet tonight, and we'll be talking a little more about Anne and some other ways to be able to get those prizes in December when Santa goes wild. Take care, and we'll talk to you later.